Rosie on the House. We are every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Can we do that? One call at a time. Margaret, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Yes. My daughter just bought a new house in Gilbert. I'd like to know how do they start it, like a plan on the yard, say the backyard. Do they hire irrigation people first, or they hire the nursery, or what do they do?
Where to start?
Well, I think that you hit it. You're right. You really need to get probably either a landscape designer or an irrigation specialist to come out and design a plan for you. Of course, your landscape plan has to precede your irrigation plan because you want to be able to lay the irrigation lines where close to where you intend to plant your plants. But yeah, it's a good place to start. Have a plan. You know, where do you want to be planting your trees, your shrubs, your ground cover, your flowers, and then get the irrigation installed, and then you come and bring the plants in.
And that would be a great application while the trenches are open. You know, this really is a question for last week with our landscape designer, Bill Jenkins. Mm-hmm. You know, you put in your infrastructure for your lighting, you put in your infrastructure for all kinds of different valves, and I mean it's right. Hard to over infrastructure what's in the ground when the pit's open,
because when the trenches are open,
once it's
exactly
mature,
that's when you put all
those
lines
it up
in.
Man, that's sure just such an eyesore, and it's hard to do because you've spent so much time and you're emotionally attached to your landscape now that you don't want to rip it up. So
yeah, I learned a hard lesson once. I put in a long line back to the back of our property, and I thought, should I put in a 1-inch or a 2-inch line?
I put in a
1-inch line. And I have many, many times wished I had a little more capacity to pull another line back there.
And it's even though it may cost more at the time for the material.
Yeah.
In the
long
run. You've
always got that flexibility.
Yeah. Yep. Well, speaking of emotional attachment.
I always encourage people with a blank yard like that to kind of sketch the yard out on a piece of paper and just do bubble diagrams. Just draw big circles. Okay, this is where I think I would want the swimming pool. This is where I think I would want the outdoor living, maybe outdoor kitchen area. This is where I want the patio area. This is where I want a shade trellis. And kind of identify activity bubbles in the backyard. And then bring the designer in and let them see how you're going to live through the back space. And then the designer can build all the interplay and interaction and transition zones so well.
And that does sound expensive when you hear designer and architect and this and that. But the great thing about landscaping over houses, you don't have to get it done.
That's right.
You can go as time allows, as your capabilities allow, as your tolerance to trenching in the heat allows. The house, you need the roof, you need the bed, you've got to have it done to live in it. The landscape, you could spend forever constantly developing and maturing and changing.
Right.
So,
but spending that little bit of money for a good designer you'll never regret it. Good money well spent.
And speaking of emotional attachment to your plants, James in Desert Hills, welcome, sir. He's on a cell phone traveling around right now, so we'll give him a second to work it out on his side. But he's got a mesquite tree. And for whatever reason, it needs to be moved, whether he's adding on or he's moving homes. But this mesquite tree is sentimental to him. Can he take it with him? Can he transplant it? What are his options?
Yeah, several factors. Was it an installed tree? Was it a salvage tree? Is it a native tree? Native trees really difficult to transplant unless you have professional help to get them professionally boxed. And there's a procedure to do that to give the tree its best chance of survivability.
James?
Yes.
So did you hear what Mr. Eisenhower was saying? Was it a native tree?
Salvaged.
Or
is
planted?
It a planted containerized tree?
I would like to do that.
Okay, well, we're obviously having some problems communicating. Let's just say it was a planted tree. I'm going to say, since there's some sentimental value, it was probably planted by his grandpa or his dad or somebody.
Or if it might have even been planted in recent years, I was hoping that if it was young enough, the younger trees, of course, can handle transplant shock a lot more easily than older trees that are more well-established, because you have to cut some roots on the larger trees to be able to containerize them and move them. But you know, professionals can move pretty large trees. There are a couple of companies in town that specialize in large tree transplanting. So it is possible to do that.
But like when we go in to develop some desert for a road, a bypass, a subdivision, mm-hmm. and we are trying to save some of these big trees, it isn't just taking a tree spade out there, ripping the tree out, moving it to a new hole. There is a very protracted, prolonged set of steps that really have to take place. And the bigger and older the tree is, the more careful you have to be.
Right. Right. Sometimes they'll trench or spade and cut the roots of the tree in at the size of the box that they want to eventually pull out, and they'll leave it that way in the ground with the cut roots and let the tree sit there for a year, adapting to the having its roots cut, but it's not lifted out of the ground yet. Then they come back in the next year and trench, pull the soil away, and side box it and pull it out.
That I had no idea they would do that. That's fascinating. And mesquite, it's constantly growing. It's not like you've got a deciduous time for it. So, James, do you have a tree relocator you use?
Well, there's several of them available. We like to use Arizona Big Tree Movers. They have a 90-inch spade truck that can pull out a lot of those smaller trees.
It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.